Now, next week is Wales in London week. There are a number of events scheduled across the capital to bring Wales to our attention, what it can do industrially and offering a quality of life. Cardiff recently beat London in terms of its combination of talent and lifestyle in a recent recruitment survey. And indeed, Deloitte is one of the companies that has moved a number of back office jobs from London to Cardiff. Well, the chair of Central Cardiff Enterprise Zone is Chris Sutton. He's very much part of this initiative and he joins me on the line. A very good morning to you.
Morning.
Okay. Well, Wales in London, we obviously know where Wales is, but the suggestion here is we're not paying it enough attention.
Well, no, I don't think that. It's what we've got is we've got a week of events, really, just to raise awareness. In particular, what we're seeing is the financial and professional services sector looking at sort of nearshoring, effectively taking back office jobs out of London and the South East and putting them into the UK regions. Now, you mentioned Deloitte, and Deloitte is right in that bracket, and I think there's well over 700 posts have so far been transferred. And, you know, picking up on that, really, what are the reasons for doing that? I think companies are looking at London. They're seeing it's expensive to recruit people. There's also staff turnover issues, but there's also that quality of life issue.
Mm. Of course, there's a difference between recruiting people in Wales and moving people there. And clearly, one problem is that people fear that if they move out of London, where through no fault of their own house prices are much higher, they might not be able to get back.
Yeah, OK, good point. So you're picking up on two areas there. So there's, if you like, the high-level jobs and also there's the back-office jobs as well. And it's a combination which I think the UK regions are looking at. And Cardiff's in that bracket. You know, it's only 2 hours away from London anyway. In fact, 1 hour 40 when we get electrification, which will be next year. But actually, that survey you talked about was the quality of life issue. Three universities in Cardiff. And actually, it's a relatively small city, certainly compared to London, but it's got some big features in terms of being a capital with a cultural administration and got the Champions League here coming up in May.
Absolutely.
I wonder if we get a London team, though.
Yes. In fact, they've renamed the Millennium Stadium, haven't they? It's now the Principality Stadium?
That's right. Yes, yes. So Principality Building Society sponsored that one. But that's it's the single largest sporting event this year that's being held in the capital. Yeah.
Now, tell me about the process of attracting companies to invest in Wales, either in the kind of back office provision you're talking about, or indeed to move in and carry out any other kind of activity. Does it begin? I mean, it always used to begin with big fat kind of grants from organisations. I suspect the help is a bit softer these days. It's about convincing people that the place will work for them.
Yes, absolutely. I think you know, the days of significant sort of cheques being written to attract businesses around the UK has slowed right down. And actually, sort of state aid rules and other areas, that's not the game. It's actually creating a more attractive, sustainable, long-term package. And what you're looking for is, you know, the business environment comprises a range of different factors. And if you're sort of looking at, you know, what are the key ones there? Well, labour and skills clearly is a very significant point. Infrastructure is going to be good. Digital is going to be a huge area. You know, the cluster of existing business is going to be there. And it's about Cardiff and Wales putting its best foot forward, and indeed other UK regions will be doing the same. But we're right in that game at the moment, and actually there's a real sort of series of big wins coming through on that.
I mean, generally, speaking, the businesses that you attract, does it have to be often because the leaders have some connection with Wales? Because, I mean, let's face it, there are a lot of attractive places outside London which somehow are competing with each other as well as with London.
You're very true. You know, Manchester, Belfast, you know, there's a whole raft of different locations there which have got a very, very good offer. And actually, yes, you're right. There will be an element of the people who have got particular links to Wales. But actually, there's also, for example, there's an emerging cyber security industry in South Wales and in Cardiff, particularly at the moment. So that's important. Mm-hmm. You've got the tax office here, Companies House. the Patent Office, Statistics Office, DVLA, all in South Wales. So you've got big data. So if you've got businesses that can use that data and sort of amend it and make money out of it, then actually it's really important to have that sort of clustering effect. So there will be horses for courses around the UK, but actually the financial professional services side, that data side, well, that's one for South Wales.
So how do you get business people to put Wales on the list? Do you still sort of troll them around on buses, showing them the sites? I mean, what is the process these days?
Well, so it's moved on a bit, I have to say. But, you know, clearly the digital bit is very important, going to see people. You know, probably the best single example in terms of Cardiff is Admiral, the insurance company. Mm-hmm. Admiral, I think, were originally looking to go to Brighton. And they were attracted to come to South Wales in the very early 1990s with a very small office. And now they're employing sort of, I think it's 8,000-9,000 people across three distinct offices. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is just, that's a PLC headquartered in Wales and got the head office function, but a very, very large thing. Now that then, we then see Go Compare, Money Supermarket, they're both in Wales as well.
People like to cluster, don't they?
They do, yeah. And, you know, so it's, you know, that's a particular cluster around insurance. There could be financial professional services. I talked before about government. And what it is, it's just trying to put the facts out there. You're never going to win any business long term if you don't sell, if you sell it wrongly. So you've just got to put the facts there and actually hope that it speaks for itself.
Sure. Brexit obviously is an issue for everybody. Does that help, hinder, or is it irrelevant to this process of winning investment for Wales?
There are different pots that you're sort of that you're looking at, and you know, this sort of London bit is the UK single market. You know, Wales is part of the UK single market, and that's particularly important. Yes, there will be a Brexit factor, and that will have an impact, and it's already having an impact, particularly on perhaps some of the universities, but perhaps also, you know, it's more directly associated with some of the manufacturing and export and whatever. So there will be an impact. It needs to be managed.
OK, well, we wish you success with investing in Wales and your Wales in London week. And that is Chris Sutton on the line. Thanks very much, the chair of Cardiff Central Enterprise Zone.